Do I think anything changed in the 2020 race for president last night? My answer would be absolutely not, but that's normal for a vice presidential debate. Both candidates came armed with their talking points last night and rattled them off regardless of the question. The partisan response on social media last night was very instructive as to what happened, as neither candidate committed any kind of major campaign mistake. I think what may happen more than anything is each side will focus on the questions that the other candidate did not answer from last night, but I'm not sure that's going to change the dynamics of the presidential race. After 2 days without a video, we saw President Trump in a taped message yesterday from the White House, as he again said he was feeling much better in his recovery from the coronavirus. While nothing is official as yet, there was talk yesterday of the president getting back on the campaign trail next week, as the next presidential debate is 1 week from today in Miami. Now, as for his infection, we still don't know the answer to the question of when President Trump tested positive for the virus, as officials were not offering up any answers about that again on Wednesday, even as the number of cases at the White House continues to grow. While we did not have the frequent interruptions from the first presidential debate, the conflict with the moderator this time was mainly about Vice President Pence going over his time, as Susan Page of USA Today struggled at points to keep control of the debate. Both Pence and Harris showed off their expertise and skill in not answering direct questions at times, as Pence, for example, sidestepped on the details of President Trump's healthcare plans, and Harris followed Joe Biden in not addressing the issue of expanding the Supreme Court. There were a lot of non-answers last night, but it probably won't impact the race.